Pakistan's new prime minister threw down the gauntlet today to the country's president, Pervez Musharraf. Yousef Raza Gilani of the Pakistan People's Party was expected to win today's vote in the new National Assembly. What was more surprising was the speed with which his orders went into effect just minutes after he was elected and a day before he even takes the oath of office. NPR's Philip Reeves has this report.
Sayyid Yousef Raza Gilani has secured 264 votes.
The victory was resounding, and so was the applause. Pakistan's new prime minister, Yousef Raza Gilani, was a close aide to the late Benazir Bhutto. As the cheers rang out, Bhutto's 19-year-old son, Bilawal, was in parliament. He wiped away tears as Gilani was handed his mother's old job. Gilani was jailed for some 5 years under Musharraf on allegations of abusing authority. After the vote, he addressed the National Assembly and ordered the immediate release of Musharraf's archenemy, Iftikhar Chaudhry, along with other judges Musharraf sacked and then detained. Musharraf's efforts to get rid of Chaudhry as Chief Justice began Pakistan's year-long political crisis. The judge has been under house arrest since November. It wasn't long after Gilani's speech before the razor wire across the road leading to Chaudhry's mansion was breached. The police stood aside, and the judge's triumphant supporters simply walked up the hill that leads to his home. Hundreds gathered outside his door. Among them was one of Benazir Bhutto's aides, Aslam Chaudhry.
This is a good thing. Democracy is reviving. Is reviving, not revived. This is not the end now. This is the beginning of the end.
The two men who really run the coalition government, Bhutto's widower, Asif Zardari, and former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, have agreed that within a month there'll be a resolution before Parliament to restore the judges Musharraf sacked. Many in the newly elected coalition government hope this will mean the return of the former Supreme Court and that it'll then invalidate Musharraf's election as president. But senior figures in the Pakistan People's Party are talking about a compromise.
That's what some in the People's Party want. Will they be able to do it? I think no.
That's Ayaz Amir, a commentator and politician. He's from the coalition's second largest party, led by Nawaz Sharif.
Now that the genie is out of the bottle, you know, trying to contain it, control it, will be difficult.
Tonight, Iftikhar Chaudhry appeared on the balcony of his home. He smiled, waved, hugged his friends, and thanked his supporters. There were plenty among them with advice for Musharraf about what he should do next. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.